Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Brash, articulate, tenacious, animated, assertive, and loyal. These are just few of the words used to describe three high-achieving men: the outspoken mayor of the third largest U.S. city, a celebrated Hollywood super agent, and one of the world's leading oncologists and health policy experts. They also happen to be brothers born into a family of modest means. Brothers Emmanuel is a memoir of an American family by Zeke Emmanuel, who joins us on the program this morning, and it's a great pleasure to have him aboard. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So there, of course, is Rahm Emanuel, there is Ari Emanuel, and Zeke Emanuel. The three of you, what brought you to the point of saying, I want to write about my family, I want to write, you want to write about you, you want to write about your brothers?
There are really two streams that sort of converged to create this book. One was that I was getting to an age, and my daughters were getting to an age, where I wanted to make sure I wrote down stories of our family so that they would have them for their kids. And I began jotting down notes and sort of vignettes that I wanted to be sure to include, and I was thinking that maybe I'd set up a video and videotape these or write them down, and sort of hadn't gotten to the actual production. And then I began getting a lot of questions of the form, you know, basically, what did Mom put in the cereal? Why did you guys all succeed? Why are you so successful in different areas? And so it became obvious that you should put these two things together and try to put the stories and sort of make sense of it all.
It does beg the question, of course, of you have three highly successful people that have come out of a family. So I would assume even the three of you were thinking of what are the commonalities and how did this happen?
Well, I think there's lots of things that go into it. One of them is actually not what went into the cereal, but genetics. I do think my father's sort of hyperactivity and his, you know, just tremendous energy, he certainly passed on to his kids. I also think that there's some, you know, in the classic fight or flight response, we probably got the fight gene. We don't run away from challenges. And then there's obviously my mom's tremendous commitment to social justice and to doing things for those who are less privileged than we are, which also translated because she did a lot of this when it was not very popular. She was in the civil rights movement early in the 60s before it became much more acceptable. She was in the anti-war movement before it became acceptable. So her communication to us is that you do the right thing and you don't worry about what everyone else is thinking. The important point is to stand up for principle and to help other people. That she certainly passed on. And then there's just the brothers. You know, we lived, slept together. We spent summers all together instead of at camp, and I think we bred a certain kind of both competition with each other to excel and a fierce loyalty, knowing that we should all hang together, or as Ben Franklin once said, you know, we would certainly hang separately. So I think all of those elements are important.
It is. It's interesting. Let us begin with your youngest brother, Ari, who he suffered from dyslexia as a kid and became the super agent. Anyone who watches the HBO show Entourage and knows the character Ari Gold, fashioned after your brother, it is safe to say. So did you see that coming as an older brother to your kid brother of this is how he could end up?
Well, no chance in hell, and let me make a broader point that when we were graduating from high school, there's nobody that knew us or no teacher in the school that said, oh, those Emanuel brothers, they're guaranteed to succeed. You know, I was a very good student, but by no means, you know, walking around encyclopedia. Rahm was certainly sociable, but, you know, graduated in the middle of the class, and Ari had, you know, troubles all along. He was, even as a great athlete, he never won a state championship in anything. So we were not standouts at high school. So no one would have said, oh, these boys are definitely going to succeed. We were, by conventional terms, you know, late bloomers. On the other hand, we had these characteristics of, you know, we did what we thought was right, and we didn't care what other people, you know, view of what was fashionable or acceptable. We never allowed a defeat or a failure to keep us down. We always pushed, and we never sort of rested on our laurels, you know, had a success, and that was going to be enough. So I think, you know, we are very high energy, and, you know, we don't stop for failure or for, you know, public opinion is against us or whatever. And I think that just translated to Ari. So the short answer to your question is, looking at Ari, would it have been clear he was going to succeed? No, you probably would have bet that he was going to be a failure because he had bad dyslexia. He wasn't doing that well in school. He had a lot of frustration and a lot of difficulties with basic academic work. So no success guaranteed there.
And then you describe him as the middle brother, of course, Ram, and the quietest, but that's by comparison, right?
Oh, no, that's an absolute scale. No, Ram early on, you know, in his first 3 years, he hardly spoke, and it wasn't comparison that led my parents to think, oh, maybe there's some developmental delay here, he's not really talking that much. No, Ram was, even by conventional standards, a relatively quiet, a submissive kid. He was known as the peacemaker in the family. I know that shocks everyone, but all of that's true, and that's part of the reason to tell the story.
So he becomes this colorful and foul-mouthed American political figure, a slight tangent, but I'm reading this book and I'm thinking, yes, not only is this a story about this family and of these brothers, but it's also very much a story of the city of Chicago, a city that your
right.
brother is now the mayor of.
Yes. No, I mean, we grew up in a immigrant city. My father was an immigrant to this country. He was born in Israel, educated in Switzerland, and then came to this country with a whopping $25 in his pocket and a very treasured Parker pen, and had to work his way up. And when we were growing up, we were poor. You know, one of the stories I tell is that when Ram arrived in the house, my mom woke up in the middle of the night and there was a big rat in his crib, and that forced us to move. We did not live in privileged backgrounds growing up at all. We were also in a neighborhood of people who had moved to Chicago from Appalachia looking for jobs. And so it was a very, very mixed neighborhood where we, as Jewish kids, were quite the minority.
And then there is your story. You were you're the oldest, and so it's almost incumbent on the oldest brother to write the story, I think, isn't it? I mean, did you?
Well, let's also just say I'm the academic, and you know what I do is write, you know, for a living, basically. teach and write.
At what point in your life did you think that you would go into medicine? That would be your calling?
Well, I don't know about what I thought, but I think my parents, the moment my mother became pregnant, thought that I would go into medicine. I happened to be a good student. I was also good in science, and the son of an immigrant, the son of a doctor who was an immigrant, it seemed overdetermined that I would be a doctor. And as I describe in the book, even when I didn't want to be a doctor in college, when I thought about trying to do other things, my parents weighed on me, and so I did go to medical school. Although I did not enjoy medical school, I ended up becoming a doctor, although I did it my own way. My father wanted me to become a researcher and the sort of traditional clinician, but I decided to do it a different way and become a bioethicist when there wasn't really a field of bioethics. Again, another time of just not going with the flow. I went into health policy, and most of the areas that I've done my research in were not very popular when I started.
When you think about, again, the name of the book is Brothers Emmanuel. So when you think of the three of you, what is a very strong relationship now? How do you keep track of each other, given that you're...
I just got off the phone with Ari. What do you mean, how do I keep track? Well, we talk to each other every day. I talked to Ram yesterday.
That's my point. I mean, you've stayed very strong, even though all of you have very successful, very important careers, doing very important things. But that brotherhood still stays with you, and you're in constant contact.
Well, as I like to say to people, you know, my brothers are the biggest critics I have. They're always telling me things I don't know and telling me all the mistakes I make. But also when I need them, they're there. And they have this unbelievable intuition about, you know, when I need help and how they can be most helpful. So it is a tremendous thing. And I don't, you know, I wouldn't know what to do in the world. They're you know, just tremendously close. They're confidants, they're supporters, they're wonderful in that regard. And I, you know, similarly, we have ensured that the cousins, my children, Ram's children, Ari's children, are also all very close, and that they talk to each other, they exchange emails very frequently, they even vacation together. So
you decide you're going to write this book. The reaction from your brothers is what?
Well, Ari helped facilitate getting the contract. Ram was not so positive. But of course, that's the nature of the events.
What was his concern?
I'm going to put in stories he doesn't want. You know, it's all going to be out there. But we also like the fact that now we have something we can pass on to our kids, and they can know the family, that there's a genealogy, that so that they can know how they're related to everyone.
And then in the end, I assume he liked what he read.
He read? He lived it. What read?
But he read. He didn't read the book?
He needs to read the stories that he knows all about because he was there?
Well, I would want to read it. If my brother wrote a book about our five brothers, I would want to read it.
Yeah. Secretly. You don't want to, he doesn't want to give me the satisfaction of knowing that he might enjoy it.
You're telling me, in all seriousness, you're telling me as of right now, you don't know whether your brother read the book or not.
I'll probably die never knowing.
Now, what we assume, since Ari made the deal, he read it.
Ari, the one with dyslexia, can barely read?
Do you read it to them? Do you want them to know what's going on?
I did do the audiobook, so if you want to know what my voice sounds like reading these stories and where the inflection goes, you can get that too.
All right. To me, that's fascinating. I would think you would sort of all be in on it and go, hey, I'm going to tell these stories and...
Oh, well, we certainly... No. But that's a different question.
Yeah.
We certainly discussed... the book, we've discussed the stories that are in it, but also the lessons that come from the book. That we've done many times, but that's a little different question.
Well, sure.
As the book shows, there was a time in the summer of 2011 where we all got together in Rhode Island at some friend's house and talked about our childhood.
Is that where the picture was taken from the cover?
No, the picture was taken this Thanksgiving for the cover, actually, just a few months ago.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's a very
nice
picture.
That's at my house, yeah.
Yeah, very nice. And, at some point, maybe, you know, you have a book group in the house and you can all have read it. That's
Mostly, but I'd like the kids, our children, to read it so that they understand the craziness from which they come.
So you ultimately get the last word. That's great.
That'll last about 30 seconds. Then Ram will tell me where I got the stories wrong.
There you go. Zeke Emanuel is the author of Brothers Emanuel, A Memoir of an American Family. The book is published by Random House. Zeke Emanuel, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
Oh, this has been a great interview, really. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Again, the name of the book, Brothers Emanuel, A Memoir of an American Family, published by Random House. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.